Okay, it is a kavod gadol that we are able to start this morning with our first finally, the first topic, which again, we're really going to go in no order. There's a reason why I did this topic, because of what I want to focus on this Shabbos, which is going to be one of the Ma'ar Makomos here. So that's really the only reason. So the other reason really I wanted to do it is because this is the first time, at least maybe I wasn't listening last year in orientation, Rabbi Katz, in his presentation to the many different things on orientation, don't touch below the shoulders, don't touch above the head, no hitting this year, whatever, all the different things, and security, lockdown. So all those things, one of the things he said parenthetically is, oh, and by the way, you're not allowed to take any food out of the dining room. It's considered to be geneva. Wow, I never heard that topic before. So I immediately returned my milk that I had taken and all the different things. I felt bad. But the question is that this is a good ikker topic, right? I'm sure everybody here has been to a hotel, especially the guys from the Five Towns. And so, right, you're going, you're in your Puerto Rico place for Pesach or whatever, Hawaii, or, Chas v'Shalom, if you're poor, you're going to Pennsylvania. Okay, fine, so you're in your place. And then there's all these things that are in the room, right? You got your towels, and you got your soaps, and you got your TV, and you got all your things. So the shaila is, can you really take anything out of the room? Is it mutter to take any of these things? You go into the supermarket, and they have their grapes, and they're $1.99. And you say to yourself, how's that possible? That's so cheap. You say, well, you're from Israel, Hartstein. It's fine. Yeah, right? But you say, well, maybe they're bad grapes. Am I allowed to try one? Is that the derech that everybody knows that you try one? Right? So when is something considered to be still not? And of course, the hotel breakfast, right? If you're like me, you like hotel breakfast. Eretz Yisrael, so one of the great things, one time when we were planning a vacation, so friends of ours said that they're going to Eilat, but they figured out the scam. And I love scams, right? Instead of paying so much money to go to a hotel, everybody goes to Eilat. They leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Eilat. Well, yes, from that's not part of Israel. Okay, so no trumas and isers there, no chiyuv shmita. Okay, fine. So they go to Eilat for Hanukkah, the big deal. It's a hak. You got to be there. It's like, it's like going to the whatever. I don't want to date myself, but in my day, like vacation, everybody used to go to Florida, the Fountain Blue. If you weren't at the Fountain Blue for thing, forget about it. You don't have no chance. So fine. So he says he's got a scam. Instead of paying so much money for the hotels, we're going to go to rent a villa, right? We're going to rent somebody's house in Eilat. Beautiful house, there's a pool, this and that. I'm like, well, what about the food? The breakfast is the ikker. What do you mean? You go to davening in the morning, and you spend like 2 hours of breakfast, and then what do? No, Rabbi Yisai. Your wife brings in a big pool bag, except it has no pool toys in it. It just has Ziploc bags in it. And then she loads it up. Not my wife. I'm saying I heard a story about somebody. And, right, you load it up. And you have lunch. Right? Is that allowed, really? Can you really do that? Chatasi ishti maskirat hayom. Do you have no idea what I'm saying? I heard a story about my wife. It happened, true. Our first Aliyah experience. The first summer that we were here, we made Aliyah in August. The following August, we said we're going to go on a big trip. Big trip, because we weren't coming back. 8 years, Baruch Hashem, as a family, we never returned to America as a family. Last year, we made the mistake of coming here to camp. We had the great fortune of coming here to Camp Masora. And this year, we stumbled upon it as well. So, Shaila was like this. We were able to go to the Hilton, the Queen of Sheba, which is now no longer Hilton, because the Israelis said, why? What do we need this Hilton? We don't need it. We call it Queen of Sheba, no problem. Okay, so fine. So we're going to get to Ma'ar Makomos soon. This is just the stand-up, the first few minutes. So we went to the Queen of Sheba, and there is one of the, I think, hands down, the best breakfast. I'll be happy to argue with you after Shir which place you think is a better breakfast. I've tried all of them. Queen of Sheba is really up there, unless you're Machman and Kashrus. Anyway, so fine. So we go to the Queen of Sheba. It was actually very interesting. So they have a beautiful, beautiful shul there. Beautiful shul. And afterwards, I went downstairs. I always do this. I speak to the mashgiach, because it's always rabbanut. I went to speak to the mashgiach, and it was amazing to find out it was one of the most machmir places in Eilat, Rabbi said. He said, because half of the hotel is owned by is apartments. These Moroccans have these apartments in French. They're very machmir and mahajim. So all the products happen to be mahajim. Okay, fine. So we're at the Queen of Sheba, And my wife, Kedarka Bakoydish, brings the big bag, and she's packing everything up. And, yeah. So, as we're all walking out as a family, like, oh my God, I can't believe this, I forgot to bench. This is true, this wasn't a scam. I forgot to bench. So I went to bench, I sat down, and I was benching. So apparently, while I was benching, my wife was leaving, and there was a guard at the door looking into people's bags to see if they took anything. I never experienced this ever. I've never ever had a problem. Nobody's ever told me you can't take anything out. There was no sign. So my wife quickly is like, oh my God, this is the most embarrassing thing in the world. It's like, I thought there would be a joke. Like, instead of having that, you have a scale. So when you come in, you're like, you know, 150 pounds, and you leave and you're 280 pounds. Like, oh, wait a minute, you got stuff in there, okay? So fine. And she doesn't know what to do now. This is so embarrassing. So she does something amazing. Wow, she learned from me. She tells one of the kids, she goes, whatever, which kid it was, Aaron, run ahead. And he starts running, and she goes, oh my God, my kid, oh my God! And she ran ahead, and nobody caught him. Okay, so the question is that Canaan? Is this really a problem? This is the Shiloh today. Now we can start with that introduction. And now I've gotten you all excited to learn. Okay. Gemara Baba Basar, Kuf Samachay, first source, says something shocking. It says, Abba Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Rob Begeza. Most people steal.
So now you're going to say, Rabbi, we're talking about the goyim.
No. Most Jews steal. Miut be'arayos. I might as well just finish the Gemara. Some people commit acts of adultery and arayos, different things. They're called the lashon hara.
Everybody speaks lashon hara. Right?
Just, sorry, one more joke. Please, one more. Okay, we'll have a lot of jokes. But my son yesterday, we were going to Walmart. I don't know if you heard of this, it's a big superstore. So my wife is working, so we want to go to Walmart. And they're in the car, and the kids are, this is one of the wonderful conversations you have. It's almost like you're a taxi cab driver, right? You could like put the thing up, you know, and you hear the conversations of your kids. So this one kid is saying to the other kid, oh, guess what? In my bunk this year, I had that annoying kid from again. But I'm not going to tell you who it is, because it's Lashon Hara. Stark learns from his holy rabbi. Father. So he says, yeah. Oh, Stark. So the other son's like, oh, you don't want to tell Lashon Hara? Fine. Then the kid in the back says, he goes, I know who it is. I won't say who it is either. And then all of a sudden he starts a song that has the kid's name in it. Okay, he starts a song. Fine. So I'll tell you that later. Fine. So everybody speaks Lashon Hara. He says, but Rob Begeza? Everybody steals, so this is a very difficult Gemara. Chutzpah. Like Gemara says that most Jews steal, right? Okay, that's what the Goyim think, because they see him on TV all the time, you know, with the handcuffs on and stuff. It just happened in Nebuch last week. Happened not last week, this week. In Lakewood, there was a big arrest of all these. So the Rashbam says, what's going on over here? Rob Begezel? Rob b'nei Adam choshtim ala gezel ke'en gezel. Shoyim lehatir b'maso matan la'akev ishma rech re'el lechaveiro. He says exactly what it is. He says, you know what it is in the Rashbam? People justify stealing. They think that they've done something that's okay. They don't think that they're stealing. They say, no, it's mutter. Because the Goyim have all been stealing from us. The Holocaust. You remember the Holocaust 70 years ago? That's why you're allowed to pay any taxes in America. Are you crazy? But that, they've justified it. And I got a lot of stuff I can tell you. Actually, when I came back to the... I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't really think I was coming back next year. But this year. So when... Next year, for sure not. So when I went to the Kollel and I sat down, I picked a new makom, right? I was in the front last year. It was a little bit too haughty for me. I said, I'll pick the regular makom, which is... I have the makom is free next to me. You can come sit with me and learn. And I opened the drawer that I had. There was a drawer in the front. And I opened it up and I found all my stuff that I had stolen from the office, right? The stapler and this and that, all that stuff. So, Shiloh. Right? A guy goes to work, the kid calls, Daddy, Abba Tati. Talks about it. Tati, I forgot in school my pencils. Can you? Like, he opens up the office thing and he takes out all the pencils. Says the Rashbam, that's what people think. They don't think that it's Gezel. They think it's okay. What do you mean? Why can't I take a towel out of... what are you, crazy? I can't take a towel out of the... seriously now. That doesn't make any sense. Of course you can take a towel out. Justified stealing. To me, this is a great shot in the Rashbam, because I think that's what the Gemara is saying. Roble Ada, most people justify certain areas, and I'm including myself in this, and I'm sorry to say, maybe some of you as well, who have done one of these acts, but really at the end of the day, it's probably not allowed. And again, don't worry, we'll discuss, maybe the soaps are okay, but not. I gave this shiur this year in a hotel where I was one of the scholar residents in the Pesach, right, in the Ramada in the Tandor. And the owner of the program was there, so I had to, like, you know, impress him. So I started off, and this is where I started. I go, okay, by show, you know, these are Grace, older people, you know. I said, how many people here have taken or have think that they might take from the room a TV? Everybody starts laughing at a TV. Come on, or a party. That's crazy. Yeah. How about a pillow? How about a... And then you start going down the list, and like, soap, everybody raises their hand. Breakfast, everybody raises their hand. So... is that really allowed? So TV, everybody be like, Rav Hart, I would never take a TV. That's come on, that's ridiculous. Right? That's ridiculous. So that's the Shiloh here. And the Rambam codifies this halacha. In source number 3, Hilchos Geneva, Perek Aleph, Kol HaGonev Mama Misheva Prutu Ma'ala, Mumala, Ma'ala, Over Al Lo Sase. Pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, Lo Tignovu, Ve'in Lokin, Ve'alav, Sharei, Niton, Latasha, right? It's a question whether or not it's Shavu Pruta. Shavu Pruta, again, guys, we're talking about like a nickel. It's not Shai thing, but there's nothing really Shavu Pruta. Maybe the only thing I can think of is if I steal a key, I take somebody's pen without his permission and I write something with that. That could be Shavu Pruta, that ink. But in general, there's no Shavu Pruta anymore, so that doesn't help us. Ve'echad ha'gonev mamon Yisrael, oh! Gonev mamon goy, over... Obed of Orozara, even if he's Obed of Orozara, the Echala Gonev as a Godo or as a Katan, it's all considered Geneva. The Asu Lignov Kolshu, who didn't Torah. The Rambam codifies clearly. It doesn't matter whether they're Jew or Gentile. Obviously, Jews is clear that that's Asur. Maybe you're going to tie it. The Rambam doesn't say this differently, even if he's Obed of Orozara. This is a very interesting. If you want to look at if you're into this history of the Rambam and Lashonos within the Gemara itself, where they take the word of Avodah Zarah out sometimes, and they say, well, maybe it's only somebody, I saw a very interesting Maimler where they wrote about, maybe it's only people who are Ovid Avodah Zarah. So you can tie it to me, well, then you by Yishmaelim, so maybe it's different, maybe, well, okay, fine. But clearly, right, if they're not Avodah Zarah, everybody agrees, and we don't really have Avodah, but everyone he writes, Rambam codifies Avodah Zarah, anybody. You're not allowed to steal. Before we get to the next few halachos, I just want to get to a little... Every shir, I want to get to... I'm very excited. I want to get to a little chulam, a little gravy, a little nice little lumdus. So this is the lumdus for a second. We'll do it outside. Just listen to this lumdus. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Eben Ezer, why am I confusing him now with Eben Ezer? What does that have to do with anything in the world? It does. Hilchos Kedusha. Right, if you know anything, I like to play this game, especially with your teens, you can play this game. Introduce them to a Shulchan Aruch. Right? Tell them that there's four halakim of Shulchan Aruch. What's Orach Chaim? Right? Orach Chaim, probably everybody knows. Who's the Mishnah Berurah? Who's this? And then you start to tell them, the Mishnah Berurah was written by the Chavos Chaim. Like, no, the Chavos Chaim wrote the Chavos Chaim. You know, like, he's the Lashon Hara guy. He's not the Halach guy. No, the same guy, yeah. Right? Tell him about the Torah, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, the same people. It's a wonderful thing. So Eben Ezer, which generally is not learned as much, we'll get to Chosha Mishpah, but really not learned. Right? So here in Hilchos Kedushin, it says something remarkable. It says like this. I love these obviously it's from the Gemara and Kedushin, but these fun halachas. Right? Habakadesh Isha Begeza. It's a good guy, right? He steals the ring. All of a sudden, a guy starts running. Hey, forget about it. And my name's Vinny. He stole that from me. What are you doing? Hey, forget about it. Right? He brings in the whole mob. They shoot him, the whole thing. Best wedding ever. Fine. So says the Rambam, says the Shulchan Aruch. This is Simon Kuf Ches in Eben Ezer. Begezel, oh, Begeneva. Bechamas, oh, Tushu Baalim. Shekona also dover biyush hare ze mikudeshet. The imlav ain't a mikudeshet. There's a concept called yush. Just again, lumbus. Good. You can talk about this. Yush means the following thing. Yush is really important. Okay, yush is a really interesting concept. Right? What happens? I'll use you as an example.
Okay?
He gets up and he goes to the bathroom. Like typical, he's got ADD, fidget spinner, all gone to mice. So he gets up and he goes to the bathroom. It really annoys me. I'm giving one shear a day and he has to go to the bathroom. Come on, stop it. So I take his pencil away. You all see it. I'm like, that's going to be great.
Maybe Friday.
He comes back and he wants to write notes, but he can't anymore because Hartstein thought it was funny. So and he's walking around. Everybody knows what's going on. Everybody's shouting. He doesn't know what's going on. And in his mind, he says, oh, God. I must have flushed it down the toilet. I don't know what I did. That's it. I'm done. I lost my pencil. It's a big deal. It's a little pencil. I lost it. That's called yush. I've given up hope of the guy. Now my Lent joke got the pencil. Guess what? That item doesn't belong to him anymore. I'm over on Gezel. And now there's no returning it. It's not Hashavas Aveda. So she'll make it. It doesn't. He yush. Somebody has yush. So yush means that he gave up hope of the item. So then you might be Mikudesh. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says something shocking and controversial. So the Ramah says, Kedusha begezel Geneva akum. Ave Mikudeshet ahai enotzricha lahachzir rak mekach Kedusha Hashem. The Kedush begezel acher yush. He says, even if it's yush or it's not yush, it doesn't matter because it's a guy, it's an akum. Doesn't matter if you had yush or not. You steal from Vinny. And now, Vinny comes in with the whole mafia. The guy gets shot in both of his legs, but he's still Mekudeshet. And now he's on the floor and he's like, I'm sorry, I stole it. Nukachlis, you said I had Mekudeshet with me already. Is he Mekudesh? Says the Ramah, of course he's Mekudesh. Because returning it is only a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. You don't have to. So everybody jumps on the Ramah and says, well, what are you talking about? But it's funny, in here they don't. I have to go to something else. Choshen Mishpat. The big stuff. You know, there are two types of smicha that you get. Well, there's three types of smicha. One's fake. Rabbis.com, 1999. Right? Okay, that's one.
Why?
Why? I mean, I don't have white smicha, so I can laugh at that. So fine. There's one called Yora Yora and Yadim Yadim. Yora Yora means that you're, quote unquote, mastered the laws of Yora Dea, specifically Hilchos Nida, Hilchos Basar Rechav, and we figure, you know, if you know those hard laws, Shkoyach, that's good. Okay? That's the two smich, right? And then the next one, oh, is Yadin Yadin. Yadin is the laws of Choshen Mishpat, the hardest halachas, hands down, the laws of business. This is why generally nobody asks any shilas ever about business. I'm sorry to say. Right? Because it's too hard, it's too difficult, it's very, very difficult halachos. There are certain rabbis that are experts in this area. In order to be a rabbinical judge, you need to have yad and yad and smicha, right? Obviously, I don't have that, right? Yeah. I was actually learning, I have smicha from Rav Aaron Zalvechik, so our last year with Rav Aaron, we were learning Hilchos Choshen Mishpat. So at the end, whatever, that's not important, but I decided I was not yet ready for that halachos. I hadn't learned it enough. So in Choshen Mishpat, the Shulchan Aruch seems to outlay, as it says here in Shin Mem Ches, source number 4, very pashut. Asu lignov afilu kolshu, din Torah. The asu lignov afilu derech schok. You're not allowed to steal. Guys, it's important. Even as a joke, you can't steal something. I'm not allowed to go ahead and let leaves and I steal the pan, I steal the watch. Ha, it's a joke. It's usur. The Shulchan Aruch says it's usur. You're not allowed to do that. Derech schok is usur. Divrei Torah, Din Torah. The Asu Lignova Fil Derech Schok, the Afilu Amanat Lahachzir, Kedei L'Sham Tushlumi Kefal. This guy's really good. If you want to hear a good, good Chesed guy, listen to this. I love this case. I saw this case from Zilberstein. This is great. This is a guy that's poor, okay? He's a poor guy. But he's got a little bit of something called pride. So he won't let anybody give him money. Rav Zilberstein's case was a Nebuch case. He's poor. But he always says, Ebesh to Helfen. God's going to help me. He's sitting and learning in Kol. Ebesh to Helfen. Ebesh to Helfen. Nebuch, the Ebesh did not Helfen because the kids don't have shoes. They don't have food. It's Nebuch. So first the wife asked, Rav Zilberstein, can I steal from my husband? He has money. It's not my money. I mean, it's his money. He doesn't get how much money we need. The kids don't have enough food. Am I allowed to do that? So that was Shiloh number one. Shiloh number two, says, I have somebody who's interested in helping us out, but he can't give us staka because he won't accept staka. Here's what he wants to do. He wants to come into the house and steal something. And then say, come knock on the door and say, listen, Kola Yurgoman, I'm really sorry. I don't know what happened to myself. I stole your air conditioner. I'm going to return it and Tashlume Kefal. Smart. You hear the word? I steal it on Manas Lahachsir, and now I have to pay you double. Now I pay you $500. Now I have $500 in my pocket. And you just think I'm a horrible person. Good, let me think I'm a horrible person. It's true. Imagine? You're not allowed to do that. It's not good. And then he writes, oh, Hagonev Mamon Shel Akum! Hagonev, right? It doesn't matter. You're not allowed to steal from a guy. So the Rama writes, Chil Hashem, fine. Comes along over here, the Shach. And the Shach says, Arsul Lignov. This one's not on the sheet. B'shas Reish Baba Kama Mashma, the Gonev Chai B'Shalem. He says, yeah, obviously this is what all the Gemara in Mefurash says, you're not allowed to steal from a guy. Obviously, this is Mefurash, what it says in the Rif, and the Rush, and the Nemuke Yosef, and the Marshal. What about by a guy? Says the Shach. Mashma mikan de Asa d'Araisa. It's an Issa d'Araisa to steal from a guy. V'chein kas of a Marshal. The Perish HaGazel. The Sphere Leila Ramam V'yatur V'yasmag. Shekasu. That they all wrote that it's Asa. It's an Isser Midaraisa. Ayin Sham, look what they wrote. Vikasha Mikan, and therefore it's so difficult to understand. Al Mashakasav Harav Behagav, what the Ramah said. Be Eben HaEzer, what we just read. That if you're Mekudeshet, a woman, Mekadesh, a woman, Al Menas, that if the item is stolen, Haven Mekudeshet. Because it's what the heck is the Ramah talking about? Says the Shach. So, we can give our Balabashish answer. Balabashish answer is... the old Balabashish answer, it's a toast sofer. That's the famous one. It was a mistake. The printer made a mistake. No. One of the answers given, which I think is a beautiful answer, is that the Isser Midaraisa is the stealing. But returning the item, I don't have to return it. There's an Isser Midrabban. The rabbi says you have to return it because it's a Chil Hashem. So therefore, listen to this. I stole the item, stolen, Yishkoyach. If it's a Jew, I have to return the item. The item, I can't. I can't have the item. So the Ramah says, yeah, you're right. That's by Jews. But by a guy, it's an Isser Midrabban only, and therefore she's Mikudeshet because you're marrying a Midaraisa. Lom Deshazach. That's what the Sefer Atzei Arazim says. The Chassam Sofer in his commentary in Sukkah says, the Rambam clearly shows us that even returning the item is a Isser Midaraisa. He doesn't understand how this is possible. The Sefer Yerayim says, yes, it's an Isser Midarabanan. And it's a Machloikis. If you go down the line of Machloikisim, so there is a different Poskim in the Maharam. Ben Chaviv says Midarabanan. Shaar Melech says, Midaraisa. And the Shaar Melech says Midarabanan. But Betachlis, unless you, this Ramah is a cute Ramah, it's still usher to steal from a guy. So our hotel case really has not been helped too much. And that's again what we saw over here, also in the Shulchan Aruch, as I said, source number 5, as well, says this. Usher l'gzol, l'la asher, you're not allowed to do all these things. V'im, hu davar b'leka mande kapidle, this is very important, k'gon litol me'achavila, that's not usher. The Shulchan Aruch says, well, what if it's something, this is the key, guys, what if it's something that people aren't makbid on? They don't care. They let you use this item. I mean, they don't explicitly tell you they're allowed it, but it's known, it's allowed. The Shulchan Aruch says, technically, it's actually mutter. But usher b'yushalmi midas chassis. Midas chassis, it's not good. And that's what the smas, sefer miras anayim, obviously the commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, right on the side, says, v'af usher b'yushalmi, what does that mean? The atam kosov anemuke Yosef abeis Yosef teilu oisa kol echad nimsa chavila kula, they get a maras. So when you have a, I was just driving yesterday up back up to camp. I didn't notice this on my way down. There's a big at some point, like, you know, that when you get off the highway and you're like, oh, we're finally in camp, and you realize you have 45 minutes until you get to camp. So there's a guy selling hay on the side of the road, and he's got these big white, bushels, and each one has a letter. And I didn't see what the letters were. It says, I sell hay. So here's the case where a guy's taking, the guy says, yeah, you can take a little bit. The guy needs a little bit of hay. I don't know what you need hay for. You need a little bit of hay. You know, your horse is going. You need a little bit of hay. Okay, give him a little bit. But says the sma, that's not practical, because if everybody takes a little bit of hay, guess what? The guy's never going to have any hay left. Right? So the reason why I bring this is very important, potential heter, because maybe you're going to tie it to me. It's known that you're allowed to take the towel. Everybody takes towels. Guess what? If everybody takes towels, the hotel's not going to have any towels. And I don't think it's known. I actually, before I gave the shiur in the Ramada, I asked to have a meeting with the general manager of the hotel. He thought I was crazy, so I tried to explain to him in Hebrew. Ani notein shiur la orchim shelakem. Right? I said to him, I'm giving you a shiur. Here's the topic's the topic. Tell me, tachlis, what's allowed? So he said to me like this, soaps, we don't care. He said, when the soap goes into your room, our intention is you're going to take the soaps. That's what he thinks. That's what he said to me. This is Israeli. Okay? He says, but to go to the cart and open up a bag and fill it up with soaps, we don't allow that. And in fact, 2 weeks ago, I was in the Hilton of Tel Aviv, which has Ahava soaps, the famous, from the occupied territories. You know, they have to write now on the label because the European Union won't accept it. It says made in the occupied West Bank. That's what it says, right? Nebuch. They actually have a lock on the where they keep the soaps now because I guess people stole it so much. And a week ago, I feel like a world traveler, I happened to have breakfast in the Waldorf Astoria. Pretty good. Rich guy. And I noticed also the carts there also are locked because they don't want people to steal it. So in your rooms, he said it's okay. Towels, what do you guys think? What do you think about towels? Nah. Why not? Yeah, more expensive. Robes? What do you think about robes? Yeah, I think it's the same thing, right? What do you guys think about breakfast? What's your thoughts on breakfast? What?
You probably get rid of it afterwards.
Oh, so that's a good justified stealing answer? Ah, they're probably going to throw it out anyway. So why not? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it appears to say it's known. Everybody does. They take a little bit out. It's funny. Sometimes when you go to the fancier hotels, I remember we were in the Hilton in Tel Aviv, so we were like, should we sneak stuff? It happened to be Friday anyway, so it was and you're so full afterwards. And I couldn't believe this. The lady next to us, fancy schmancy lady, she was by herself, but she got like a Prada bag and a whole ganza maisa. She says, excuse me. She says to the waitress, can you please get me a to-go container? I want to make myself a sandwich for lunch. I'm like, oh, she's going to get busted. And the lady comes up to her with this beautiful container, and we're like sneaking it in and shoving it in, you know, in our pockets. And so in some hotels, they don't care. They're like, it's a little bit, who cares? Right? So maybe you're right. But says the Rama, says the Sma, I'm sorry, Midas Chasidus, as the Shulchan Aruch says, is not to do that. He thinks the reason is the Sma, that the Midas Chasidus is what? Is that then if everybody steals breakfast, they're going to be they're going to hundreds and hundreds of dollars out because of all the people that take stuff out. I thought that maybe there's another reason over here, and this is the yisod I would like to say I'm on the side of hashkafa, and this is the life living lesson. And Mirtz Hashem tomorrow because it's Erev Shabbos, so we'll have a little bit of a lighter shiur. It will be a little bit on this topic. I think it'll be a fun for you guys to understand where do I come from, who am I. Who's Daniel Hartstein? I'm going to tell you a little bit of my life history, some of my challenges that I had in the business world. I think it'll be a fun shiur. But it revolves around this topic. And we're actually going to do the Minchas Chinuch, which to me, this Minchas Chinuch, if you've been asleep until now, this Minchas Chinuch to me is key. This is the Minchas Chinuch I would use for tomorrow. For Shabbos. My opinion. I'll give you a nice little sheet. But for Shabbos, when you have Chinuch, this Chinuch is the Chinuch that I want you to do. right? And I'll explain to you why in a moment. I thought that maybe there's another reason why the Shulchan Aruch writes that the Yerushalmi says Midas Chasidus. They don't normally go like Yerushalmi. Midas Chasidus, you shouldn't. And here's the reason. And this is important. We don't want a person to become rugil, to become regular to stealing. It's not stealing. It's allowed. But it has a bad image. Right? Let's say it's a dover yadua. The guy, okay, you took an orange from breakfast. Ah! But every time you take that orange out, in your own mind, you're like, okay, it wasn't the best thing, you know. But okay, it was in my pocket, it's okay. And then all of a sudden, you're going to walk into a supermarket, and you say, it's just an orange. That's mama stealing. I'll tell you something fascinating.
Please tell me if I'm wrong. I'll ask you the question. I'm sorry. I'll ask you the question.
Listen to this. Tell me what you think. I have three machines in the yeshiva. Three machines, okay? Soda machine, coffee machine, and snack machine. Snack machine works horribly, right? Because it's from 1979, probably. And a lot of times when you put in 5 shekel and get a Doritos, 2 Doritos come out. Is that your Doritos? Do you get to keep the Doritos? What do you guys think?
Yes.
Anybody here think that you, it's not yours? Raise your hand. Because hey, you know, you're in the yeshiva. You're not. No. Why?
Because it wasn't the intention of the seller or the machine.
So when I asked my business here in Leiva Torah, almost every student said, screw you, Hartstein. I'm sorry. I didn't ask you to buy a machine from 1979. Get a better machine. 2 come out, it's mine. It belongs to me. So that prompted me to write a sign on the machine. If 2 items come out, please return it to the office. Then they're like, okay, you can't do anything. That's it. I remember when I was a kid, I used to love baseball cards. My father would take me to baseball card shows, right? Because of the money involved. You know, like the Mickey Mantle cards were that. I always, in my day, it was whatever, it's not important. But there was a famous player that year that I was like really into cards. I think it was Wally Joyner, if I'm not mistaken. On his baseball bat, he wrote a curse word. And they didn't realize Tops, and that was worth thousands of dollars. So everybody was looking for that thing on the bat that had the curse word that they had to take out. It was a whole thing. That was back in the day when people cared about curse words. So there was a guy, who had a machine, and in the machine, you would get a thing of cards. You paid $5, you would get cards, and he promised there were good cards in there, whatever, it doesn't matter. And it came in a sleeve, a plastic sleeve. And there was a sign that says, please return the sleeve. Right? It just was so it's easier to come out. So I started walking with the sleeve, and my dad says, what are you doing? I said, please return the sleeve. He didn't say you had to. I said, please. I was like, no. You have to return it. That's what it meant. I'm like, oh, I thought it was just like a nice thing. Again, if you get rugged to this, then you become a stealer. And there's a problem over here with that. And I think that's an ichor point of being a Jew. Is not wanting to, not being involved in gezel and things like that. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? In fact, there's a tshuva, Rechaim David Halevi, who's the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, got this funny shaila. I think it's funny. It was asked by a father-in-law. Father-in-law has his family for the Seder. Tell me if you this is not what you do, this is what I do. He has his family for the Seder. And he's now seeing his grandchildren of his son-in-law, who obviously from the tshuva doesn't like, and they do the weirdest thing for Afikoman. He said, I never saw this before. The father leaves it somewhere, and the kids steal the Afikoman and they ransom it for money for later. A bike or whatever it is. I thought everybody does this. So he says, I never saw that before. And he says, can I tell my son-in-law it's usher? Because it's stealing. He's teaching his kids, mechanic his kids to steal. So he writes, Rav Chaim David Halevi has a beautiful tshuva on this. I think also Rav Ati Yosef has a tshuva on this, I think. And he says, it's a good vort, says Rav Chaim David Halevi. We don't want to teach our kids to steal, and that's why stealing as a joke is not nice, because you're gaining rugel to something, it's not good. But because everybody knows that this is a joke. Everybody knows that this is this is the way to keep the kids up. This is halacha, etc. Rambam says you should do everything you can to keep the kids up. He says, this is nuts. Come on, stop it. Stop being a bad father-in-law, okay? So calm down. So here's the key, and this is the Minchas Chinuch. And this is source number 7, and this is what we'll basically end with. We'll just do some on the back of some cute articles. I saw this Minchas Chinuch only a few years ago. You should live by this Minchas Chinuch. Live by this Minchas Chinuch. Listen to this. He asked the following question. It's mitzvah tes zayin. It's about shviras ha'etzem on Pesach. It's an isra d'oraisa. You're not allowed to break a bone. So he says, ulama. This is such a high school question. This is why I think it's great for you to start with this. V'lama zeh yitzava otanu Hashem yitbarach lasod kol eila zikaron oto hanes. Why does God command us to do so many things? That's why it's so annoying. I have to put tefillin on in the morning, and I have to say Kriya Shema Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and I have to all these different things. Every house, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, everything, Kiddush on Friday night, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? The halo b'zikaron echad yale adavar. You hear the team saying this now? Why can't we just do one thing and that's it? We're filling one day a week. Rub a dub dub. Thanks for the grab. That's it. I love you, God. Boom. I'm done. You decide. You imagine going to your teams and saying, "Hey, guys, one day a week filling. Right? Welcome to new Camp Missouri. Right? Right? Right. Say that. Right. Right. What's one day a week? You guys try. Like, and the guys like, "Oh, are you kidding me? No, it's fine. One day a week. Say hello to yes, that's right. One day a week. Why do we need so many?" So he writes, "Viata bini." In being the Shema Zoit, Hatamos Nechel Shema. I never, this is a Lashon, at least I'm not a Mechitz Chinuch expert. Listen to the Lashon. My son, listen to what I'm telling you now. You teen, you BT1, Shema Zoit, Hatamos Nechel. Take your, listen. I'm going to teach you something by Torah Mitzvah. Da, ki ha'adam bifal kafi pulacham. That's the key. A person, da, you should know, ki adam, the person, nifal, follows after his actions. His heart follows his actions. Believe of machshavo tamid acher masav shu osebayim. If you do good things, guess what? You become a good person. You do bad things, you become a bad person. Oh no, I'm just hanging out with them. Don't worry, Dad. Don't worry about it. I didn't smoke. Don't worry about it, Dad. I wasn't drinking. We just went to a bar. You hang out with those people, Moshe Leitzim, Lo Yoshev. The Im Tov or Ra, the Afilu Rasha Gomor Belibo, B'chol Yetzim Machshav Belibo, Rak Ra Kol Hayom. If I hang out but I don't even do it, I'm with them, I become bad. It's my core. It's who I become. When a guy comes to me and they say, Rebbe Shana Aleph, I don't know what to do. I'm not into davening. I'm not into filling. I'm not into it. You know what I say to them? Try it. Because once you start doing good, you become good. It's amazing. We have the Darkeinu Shabbaton in Yeshiva. Right? What a wonderful, amazing program for special needs guys. And they come to Yeshiva, and there's a bunch of guys who are like, I can't. I can't do it. I don't do chesed, Rabbi. That's a girl thing. I don't do chesed. That's something I look for when I want to marry somebody. So I say, you know what? Do chesed, and you'll see you're a chesed guy. And some of the after shop was like, wow, I didn't realize. I love this. That's what he says. He says in the Mincha Chinuch. Remarkable. The Al-Kain, the last paragraph. The Al-Kain, Amru Chachamim. The Gemara says, in Makos Chav Gimel, Amid Beis, Rots HaMokim, Lezachar Yisrael, Levir HaTorah Mitzvot. They patas me, Machshavos, Lios, Mahem, Moskov. Oh, this is a famous Mishnah, my favorite Mishnah.
Right, they always say this like when they want to say Kaddish after the rabbi speaks. Right? Mourner's Kaddish, Yitkadal, right? There's a shul in Teaneck, in Romer. My son is laughing at this. You know, it's in the sand. We come back, we're in Ramat Beit Shemesh. It's pretty charedi, right? So there's in Romer, there's a guy, he's well intentioned, and when it comes time for Kaddish, he screams out, you know, Mourner's Kaddish, Yitkadal! You know, like everybody's like, doesn't, like, they just woke up now, and he'll be like, Kaddish Tidabanan! You know, like, just to remind everybody what's going on here. Yalev Yavo! You know, like that guy, right? Fine. So I love the guy that does it in the middle, like you're in the middle of Shlach Lanu, and he's like, Yalev Yavo! Like, V'yagia, V'yiraya, V'yiratzeh. I'm like, oh shoot, where was I? You know, fine. So it's important, says, Zakot et Yisrael l'fich hem Torah Mitzvah. God gave us a lot of Torah Mitzvah. Ready? Teen again. He's saying it again. Ready what he's saying? Rebbe, why do I need to have so many Torah Mitzvahs? That's Zakot? You're giving us a gift? Are you nuts? That's a gift? To wake up early? That's a gift? To have to daven mincha and ma'ariv, that's a gift. To not be able to touch girls, that's a gift. The ficha, hirbam Torah mitzvot, that's a schos. Yeah, says the mincha schinach, yeah, you know why it's a gift? Because the more mitzvot you do, the closer you get to Hashem, you become a mitzvah boy. You do mitzvot, you become a mitzvah boy. And that's what we want of you. That's what we're asking of you. You do good things, you become good. That's the bottom line. And that's the key over here to stealing. You say, well, justify, maybe it's okay. We saw it from Goyim, it's also from everyone. But if you develop that sense, and this really changed my way of thinking from hotels. Oh, maybe you take this, that, it happened to be, I was asking about the pen. The guy's like, no, the pen we want you to take is good advertising for us. Literally, he says, it's good, I want people to, you know, that's okay. But there are certain things, you're walking around, oh, look, you're not going to believe what I stole. Guys come back, Shana Aleph. Guess what, like, look at this. They come back, they have a sign.
you know, construction sign with the light going on and off. It's stealing mamish. What are you doing? Just the last two things I'll go through very quickly. It's very cute. Source number 8 and 9, two articles that I found, one from the Telegraph. I'm UK. I spoke to a number of hotels, groups, on the subject. The consensus seemed to be that toiletries are fair game. It can't be reused when it's taken. Likewise, small items like the hotel logos, such as stationery, won't be missed. V'chulu. If there are free toiletries and what you want, go wild, said this guy, Jacob Tomsky, also the best-selling Heads in Beds. A member of 10 years of the hotel industry. Right, he spoke to a number of hotel groups, and the consensus is that you're allowed to take these type of things. They want you to take it even. They don't care. Towels are usually an item that straddles. But straddles the do-I-don't boundary. But the hotels that we spoke to clearly said certainly it's not yours for the taking. However, 68% of British travelers confess to stealing towels. But they say you can't. And I thought this was extremely funny. Towels are the most stolen items, says the Huffington Post. So you know what they did? This is just so scary. You never guess this. Hotels have installed an M&M-sized tracking device so that they know where the towel is at all times. Linen technology tracking. William Serbin, the VP over there, says it's installed right now in 2,000 different hotels, and the chip can actually find where the towel is today. Cool? Right? GPS it and say, ooh, look what Hartstein has. 85 towels from the Hilton because it has an H on it, and that's also Hartstein. Now, they admit in the article that that's not what they're using it for. They're actually using it to track linens because actual chambermaids steal them. And the cleaners, they go to send it to the cleaners. It doesn't come back. They know where they are at all times. But just to know, somebody's watching, not just the Rabbanu Shalom's GPS is there. Right? Imagine your house. You have all these things, and all of a sudden they beep. There was one of those, if you ever watched Dateline NBC, it was like always funny. They try to like investigative report, right? So they purposely leave at the TSA counter iPads. Okay? And they go back to the lost and found. And guess what? The iPads aren't there. Boop. They turn on tracking, and they go to some place in Long Island. They knock on the guy's door, and guess who it is? A TSA agent. And he's got two iPads sitting in his house. He's like, no, what are you talking about? I don't have them. Like, sir, it's in your house. Just give it to us. Right? So somebody's watching. So bottom line, we'll end with this. I apologize. We went a little bit over. I don't really apologize. What do you care? You don't really work. So, and that is as follows. We learned that there is an iser to steal from Jew or Gentile. It's not a midas chasidus. You're not allowed to steal from them. And therefore, it wouldn't seem to matter. There are some things that are okay stealing. Obviously, if you get permission, because that's not stealing. And some things that even in midas chasidus, we have to be careful, even if it's a derech of the olam to do it. Right? We have a concept in halacha. It's true. Go out and see what the olam does. And if this is what they're not, but there's sometimes where it's shtus. Right? It's not the minhag of olam to go out and steal. Now, I wasn't sure about the grapes. Because you go into some supermarkets and the fruit guy will tell you, yeah, of course try it. I want you to try it. We were once in a store. There's a place in Ramat Beit Shemesh, which is a takeout place. And my mother, we can't afford takeout, but my mother came. So she says, oh, let's do takeout. Great. So we go to this place. It's called Nativ Lamed Hei. It's on a yeshuv. And it's huge. A room like this filled with food. And the guy says, my mom's like, well, what's, you know, everything's like Israeli style, you know, like stuffed. She's like, what is the stuff? And he's like, he looks at her like she's crazy. And he gives her a fork and he says, try it. She's like, what? Says, try anything here. Try it. Try it. I'm like, you hear what he just, I'm like, dude, did you just hear what you just said to me, man? Lunch. Right? So, right. So my mom was like, oh, it's too, it's Friday. My mom was like, oh, it's too bad. It's 10 o'clock on a Friday. I'm like, you know, I was eating everything. It was great. I was eating schnitzels that were coming out. It was great. I don't know if to that level if you're allowed to like this. The guy's like, how can we have no more schnitzels? Anyway, I was under the table grabbing schnitzels and eating. Anyway, but so we see that there's an... And really what I wanted you to focus on this Shabbos, and I'll put it on a sheet for you nice and big so you can see it, is that it's your actions that really command who you are as a person. And if you do good, this is a great camp message. If you do good, you start doing, you're going to be a good person. Even if it's not who you think you are, it will be who you become.
Shkoyach.